Class is in session. Welcome into the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And John, on this episode, we're breaking down Jamie Newman, who has fallen far from what he could be, but I still think that there is potential and upside for this quarterback prospect, John. So I'm excited to be breaking them down.
Matt, I was thinking this week as I was watching film and doing a little bit more research on Jamie Newman, where he was a year ago compared to where he is now. The Debbie community, the Dynasty community, the college fantasy football community, and probably a lot of NFL scouts were really excited about the future and the potential of Jamie Newman. Then we found out he was transferring to Georgia, and then Matt, COVID struck, and we didn't see Jamie Newman on the field until the Senior Bowl. And anyone watched the Senior Bowl game, unfortunately, it was not a pleasant afternoon for Mr. Newman. I do still see very good skills in this prospect. In high school, he was a three-star by the majority of the recruiting services out there. He was ranked the number four quarterback in North Carolina and number six in the South by Scout. And he was the number 16 dual threat quarterback nationally by 24/7 Sports. And as a junior in high school, he had 3,091 yards of total offense and 29 touchdowns. He really did enter and begin his college career on a very good footing. Now, he doesn't start until 3 years down the road. And he's a redshirt sophomore in 2018. Sam Hartman was the starter for the Demon Deacons, but he got injured. And Newman stepped in, and I remember this because he was a waiver wire pickup. And he led the Demon Deacons to a 3-1 record right late in the season there. And he really showed you something from a quarterback, college fantasy's future star. And in 2019, Matt, he was great. He finished second in the ACC in total offense with 286 yards per game. He completed 220 passes for 361 for 2,868 yards, and he had a respectable 26-11 touchdown to interception ratio. But more importantly, Matt, he had 574 rushing yards and six touchdowns. So he looked like he was on that arc of that modern dual threat quarterback with a lot of capability. And if you watch him, I'm sure you're going to talk about it. He's good from the pocket. Now, he's inconsistent, but at times he's very good. Matt, I know you like him. What's your film breakdown say?
Absolutely, John. I see a lot of upside with Jamie Newman. Now, his fantasy football projection for me is taxi squad stash because I still think he's going to be a day two guy and he's going to take some time in the NFL to develop. But the raw traits are there, John. The arm strength is there. He can push the ball 45 yards downfield pretty easily. He can hit guys at 50. You go back, flip on the Duke tape, you'll see a 55-yard dime from Jamie Newman. So it's not just about the strength, but he has arm talent. Zip in the short field. He's got some, at times, really good accuracy in the deep field. His athleticism, John, it is so good. Now, not only is he a scrambler, he can execute designed runs well, and that's what he did at Wake Forest a ton. He has good field vision. When he runs, he protects the ball. He jukes guys out of his shoes. He's got better elusiveness than some of the running backs in this draft class, some of the guys that we've talked about on our other profiles. And, you know, one thing that you don't always love to see from your quarterback, but he's 6'2", 230. He puts his head down, and he will take that hit, fall forward, get those few extra yards. So there is upside here with Jamie Newman. And you mentioned his pocket awareness, John, his pocket presence. It's something I really like about him. I love when my running quarterbacks look to throw first. And that is absolutely something Jamie Newman does. He's comfortable sitting in the pocket. He feels pressure well in the pocket. He will run the ball if the play completely breaks down, but he's looking to pass first and foremost a designed run plays for him. And John, the mechanics aren't perfect, but he's got clean footwork. He's pretty light on his feet. And I think he's got a quick, tight release. At times, he does short arm the ball. And his big problem, John, the mental processing side of the game. I think at times he's a little overconfident with his arm. At times, you know, he gets stuck pushing into that second read. And the accuracy, at times he puts the ball in a perfect spot, but other times he leads his wide receivers too far. He tends to have that tendency to overthrow guys. And at times, John, if his mechanics break down, he'll have an underthrow, which has led to a couple of interceptions. You look at the Clemson tape, you know, that was a bad tape session for him. So the upside is there. I was really excited to see him develop at Clemson. Now my hope is that he's going to develop at the next level. But, John, let's flip on the tape and let's put some of this into action.
Absolutely. We're going to see some nice throws here.
Absolutely. So we're going to start here against Duke, and you're going to see he's comfortable in the pocket. It's a nice release, and he's got a nice zip on the ball here to hit his guy along the boundary. And now against Clemson, we're going to see him roll out. You're seeing that mobility. He keeps the body a little open, John. I don't love that throwing on the run, but he is able to still hit his guy on that play.
Absolutely. But the key to me was that he kept his composure and he does complete the pass. Yes, it's not as gorgeous as Trevor Lawrence. Oh, that's a nice throw. Nice mechanics in the pocket there.
That's a nice throw. He steps into a well. It's a little underthrown. So this is what I mean. He'll get the ball in the general area, but he doesn't quite have the nuance. But look at this deep ball. This is what I was talking about against Duke. That is an absolute dime. He leads his guy perfectly. He steps up. He gets that ball there. You can tell it took a little bit of effort. And here's going to be a designed run here against Duke. See that sidestep, John? That's really nice. And he's going to get those extra 3 or 4 yards. All right, again, another one against Duke. You're going to see him. He hits the B-gap, man. Some of our running backs don't know how to do that. Look at him shake off these Duke linebackers. All right, this is a big guy. And again, this one's just a straight-up QB draw. And he's fast, John. Look at that straight-line acceleration. He knows how to run his angles. There's a lot to like about Jamie Newman. How does the production line up for you?
One thing that I noticed when I was watching the film, He runs on design plays, but he does want to throw the ball out of passing situations. He will scramble, and they called plays for him, but he prefers to throw the ball from the pocket when the play calls for it.
Absolutely. John, how does his production profile line up for you?
Matt, my first concern is he's only played 18 games. And, you know, I'm pretty big stickler. I like 30. He doesn't even hit the 20-game threshold. That's why I thought this past year was going to be so important for Jamie Newman, and he just did not get the experience he needed. So I think he's a developmental guy right now. He probably needs at least a year in the film room and the sideline. When I'm looking at the production metrics, he doesn't really hit any of my benchmarks that I'm looking for. He falls short in passing efficiency, yards per attempt, touchdown to interception ratio, and completion percentage. They all had shown progress, but he needed that big year on campus. We didn't get to see it. Very interested to see where he is drafted, what the NFL, what they think about him. I do believe he could have a role down the road. And Matt, if I'm a team like New England or Baltimore, and I have a quarterback like Cam Newton, Lamar Jackson, or, you know, maybe even in Kansas City, I want a guy third string developmental who can come in and run my offense with similar skills. I think Jamie Newman could be good there. Why would you want a third round developmental pocket passer when you need a dual threat to back up your starter? That's how I would look at the quarterback room. I think Jamie Newman has a role in the NFL.
All right, there you have it. Jamie Newman out of Wake Forest or Georgia, depending on how you want to define it. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Draft Seminar. If you enjoyed it and you are watching, please make sure to give it a like. If you're listening, please make sure you are subscribed. And as always,